This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have a story of a young lady by the name of Emily, 7 years old. And like a lot of young girls and boys, she loved horses.
Yeah. And still does, I would imagine.
Yeah,
you know?
But and anybody who's had a daughter who rides like I have, every day you're out there watching them. You go like this, cross my fingers, for God's sakes. Well, it happened to Emily. She was thrown off a horse during a riding lesson 6 years ago.
She was seven at the time, yeah.
Yep. And we have Emily's, which we got one of the parents on the line, don't we?
Yeah, we have Renee.
Renee, good morning. Hi, how are you?
Good morning, sir. I'm well. Happy holidays.
So happy holidays to you, too.
Emily's, I was just talking about when she was tossed off the horse, because any parent who has a child that rides, you sit there and you pray that doesn't happen to you, and it did happen to you, didn't it?
Yes, it absolutely did, and unfortunately, it was a horrible accident, and it wasn't the horse's fault. Unfortunately, she was put on a horse that was injured, and we were never told.
Oh, boy.
And so during the riding lesson, the horse obviously was hurt, and Emily unfortunately triggered the horse, and the horse took off, and she was thrown from the horse.
And she had a helmet on, right?
You know, and we talk about this quite often. The helmet saved her life. She would have died instantly. It was a lifesaver. So, you know, for us, we always talk about how important it is to wear a helmet.
But she still had a traumatic brain injury from the accident.
She did. She had a 10% chance for recovery. She stopped breathing. I had to administer CPR. You know, people also don't realize that with horseback riding, nobody has to be CPR certified. It is the number one sport for traumatic brain injuries. Yeah. And so I had to administer CPR with her trainer until EMS arrived. She was airlifted to Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital. And again, she had the 10% chance of recovery. She was put on life support. When she did finally come to, Emily lost her ability to speak. She was paralyzed on her right side. And that's how we ended up at the wonderful Blythedale Children's Hospital.
Mm. And what was the progress when you got there? I see that it was just a little hand squeeze that probably gave you such incredible hope, right?
You know, they call it the awakening process, where she's her eyes are open, but she's really not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting because I was just writing about this. And I remember when we first got there, Emily was in a private room and I could hear laughter outside the door. And when Jeremy and I opened the door, it was so interesting because there were all these kids that were surrounding the nurse's station and they were all giggling and they were talking. And it was that moment where I realized there was hope.
Yeah, exactly.
That one day I would hear Emily's laughter.
Mm.
And that's what Blythedale did for it. It gave us hope that she would recover.
I'm having a hard time jumping in here.
I know.
I can barely talk.
It is such a special place. I have to admit, I might get a little choked up because I'm a little bit heartbroken that we haven't been able to be with our friends at Blythedale for 2 years now.
Yeah.
Due to COVID, which I completely understand. But for us, it's our second home. And I know that sounds absolutely crazy, but it really is a second home for us. And our heart is always with Blythedale. I mean, they gave us Emily back.
Yeah, she is a thriving seventh grader now. And that must, you just must look at her, and she's your miracle.
She is my miracle. And I have to say, not to boast, but when you think of the severe injury that Emily had and what she's overcome and what she's still overcoming, she just made honor roll. She just made drama club, which, I mean, it's just incredible. And, you know, the other thing that I love about Blythedale, because Emily was in second grade when the accident occurred, is that Blythedale has its own school district, which is so unusual for a rehabilitation hospital. And I could remember they came upstairs to take Emily to school. And Emily could not speak. She was in a wheelchair. She was paralyzed. And I thought, oh, my gosh, they have to be crazy to think she can go to school. And that also was the best, best thing for her, to be around all these kids.
Planning for the future. Yeah.
It really is the most special place. And the friends that we've made there, the kid, I miss all the kids and it's just real. I can't say enough about Blythedale.
And I love what her older sister, Ella, created. Ella's Threads, which is a charity that supplies new clothes to patients in need. It's so wonderful that you got her involved as well, because being involved in that is healing for the whole family.
It truly is. And I have to give a shout out to Scarsdale School District, because they are actually doing a fundraiser as we speak for Ella's Threads.
Oh,
that's great. We're talking to Renee Saltzman, and you heard the story of her daughter, I hope, Emily. I heard it. I can barely speak, but I got to tell you, you're just a wonderful, wonderful spokesperson.
Inspiration.
For this hospital. Did you ever heard of Blythedale before you needed to be in there?
No, and it's in our own backyard, and we had never heard of it. And we had actually gone out, and we were looking at three hospitals, and Blythedale was one of them. And as soon as we walked into the lobby of Blythedale, we knew it was a place that we wanted to be. They make sure that family and friends are part of the child's recovery, which we thought was so important. We wanted our friends there, our family. And I know it sounds a little kooky, but the elephant. I love the elephant outside.
Yeah.
It was so warm and welcoming.
It's happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we never had heard of it. And it's unfortunate. I wish we would have. But it is this incredible facility that is right in our backyard.
I think that's the thing for me, is that Blythedale, even though it seems like it would be a sad place, is so not that. It is so filled with joy and healing and smiles and laughter. It's really remarkable.
My favorite part of the interview is when you said she was in that wheelchair, and you said, are they crazy? She's going to school?
Oh, yeah. I thought they were insane. And they even brought a backpack. I could remember clearly that they brought her a beautiful brand-new backpack, and they were so excited to wheel her into school, and I did think they were crazy. But it was the best, I think for her, it was the best part of the recovery, because it made her feel a little bit like the old Emily.
Like a regular kid. Yeah.
Yep.
That's what it's about.
And that's all they want. That's all they want. And, you know, the other thing that was so inspiring is that they're never moody. They're never mad about the situation they're in. They're just always happy, the kids. Mm-hmm. And it inspires you, and it helps you to continue on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. Just a great job, Renee. And
thank you guys for everything you do. And we so look forward to every year seeing you guys and coming. And hopefully next year we get to all celebrate together.
We're praying that we can be back next year. Thank you so much. And
happy holidays.
Love to Emily.
Yeah.
It's 8:45 at CBS FM, Shannon in the Morning and The Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.